June 18th, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. First of all, please understand that everyone is given the grace to believe in these messages, apparitions, and miracles attendant to this mission of holy love. It is always those who reject these graces, the unbelievers, who Satan uses to oppose heaven's intervention here. Let us look at reasons why there are unbelievers. First, belief dictates conversion of heart. This conversion requires personal effort and the humility to recognize what must be changed in order to live these messages. Next, there is very often jealousy involved. If people acknowledge what is happening here by heaven's hand, they must also acknowledge that they are not chosen, not in control, and cannot be in the center of heaven's dictates, but only listen and respond as obedient children. Lastly, people choose not to believe until an important approval comes. This is a mistake. These are the ones who would believe with some encouragement, but for the reasons previously mentioned, will not see any official recognition forthcoming. This is the way Satan opposes all this good here at this site and through this mission. While I am busy preparing the remnant faithful for the trials ahead, Satan uses the disbelief of the spiritually weak to try and undo my efforts. Do not fall victim to unbelief. Live in the truth. A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 13. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Another note is given to read Hebrews chapter 6, 4 through 8. The synopsis: the danger of apostasy is that having fallen away from the truths of the faith, it is near to impossible for former believers to be renewed again by repentance, since they have crucified the Son of God and made him a mockery. For it is impossible to restore again to repentance those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they then commit apostasy, since they crucify the Son of God on their own account, and hold him up to contempt. For land which has drunk the rain that often falls upon it, and brings forth vegetation useful to those for whose sake it is cultivated, receives a blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and thistles, it is worthless and near to being cursed. Its end is to be burned. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.